And you?
I'm supposed to facilitate. You have an idea, I make it happen.
She looks at him. You can do that?
I'm not magic, but I'm handy. Hands-on generalist, you might say.
She pours. Do you want to do it? He picks up his tea sub, sniffs.
What is it?
I don't know, it's Damien's. No caffeine, though.
He blows to cool it, then sips, winces. Hot.
Well, do you want to do it? Looks at her, steam rising from the cup he still holds close to his mouth.
I'm of two minds, he lowers the cup. It's an interesting problem from a theoretical point of view, and as far as we know, no one's solved it yet. I'm available, and Big End has a lot of money to throw at it.
That's your upside?
He nods, sips more tea sub, winces again. Downside is Big End. Hard to quantify that, isn't it?
He goes to the kitchen window and seems to be looking out, but then he points to the round, transparent ventilator fan set into a 6-inch hole in one pane of glass.
We don't have those things. They're everywhere here. Always have been. I'm not even sure what they're supposed to do.
They're part of the mirror world, Case says.
Mirror world?
The difference.
My idea of a mirror world is Bangkok, Asia somewhere. This is just more of our stuff.
No, she tells him, different stuff. That's why you noticed that vent. They invented that here, probably, and made it here. This was an industrial nation. Buy a pair of scissors, you got British scissors. They made all their own stuff, kept imports expensive. Same thing in Japan. All their bits and pieces were different from the ground up.
I see what you mean, but I don't think it's going to be that way much longer. Not if the world's Big Ends keep at it. No borders. Pretty soon there'll be no mirror to be on the other side of. Not in terms of the bits and pieces, anyway.
His eyes meet hers. They each carry a cup of tea sub back and take their seats again.
How about you? He asks. How do you feel about Big End?
And why, she wonders, is she even having this conversation? How much to do with their glancing encounter in the street this morning, which he shows no sign of remembering? Her sense of urban disconnect, then, seeing him as a passing stranger she'd never see again, and now having him turn up this way. Hubertus Big End is a very smart man, she says, and I don't like him very much.
Why not?
I seem to have an attitude about how he operates as a human being. I don't feel strongly enough about it to refuse to work for his company, but the idea of working with him on a more personal basis makes me uncomfortable.
Immediate thinking. Why have I told him this? I don't know him at all. What if he goes back to Big End and tells him what I just said?
He sits there, his long fingers around his mug of tea sub, looking at her over it.
He can afford to buy people, he says. I don't want to wind up as a gadget on his key ring. I'm not exactly immune to the kind of money Big End has to play with. When that startup was on the fence, teetering back and forth, I found myself doing things I came to regret.